over the way in New Zealand. In Colombia, a 50-year conflict between the government and left-wing guerrilla group FARC saw the widespread use of child soldiers. Paola Delgado Kling followed one of them, Leonor, not her real name, for 19 years. Her story is now being published as a book, Leonor, The Story of a Lost Child. I spoke to Paola about Leonor's journey.
I first met Leonor in June 2001 in a government home in Bogota. A few weeks prior, she had been an active member of the FARC as a child soldier, and she'd been captured in battle. And through the rehabilitation program, they brought her back to the home.
And she had been a child soldier since she was 8 or 9 years old, am I right in saying? So what did she tell you about what kind of a life that was?
She suffered a lot of domestic abuse in her home. Her mother kicked her out of the house, and so she ended up on the streets. And savvy enough, she soon realized that going to the FARC camp allowed her to get food and to sleep in a safe, what she would consider a safer environment than being on the streets. She soon realized as well that it was freedom as teenagers and children, and freedom from parents. There was a lot of partying in the FARC camps amongst teenagers.
And yet also a lot of abuse.
It was not really that the abuse really started until a much older commander, 34 years her senior, realized how beautiful she was. You know, when she was 11, 12 years old. And that was the last day that she went home. After that, she was part of the FARC and became the compañera, the first lady of this FARC commander.
And what made you so interested in this recent history that you wanted to, I mean, your family's from Colombia, but made you want to return there and actually start looking into this and maybe write about it?
When I was a graduate student, I began to write a paper on policy about child soldiers. And there wasn't a lot of information. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go home and just write a little article about it. Well, that little article turned into 19 years of following Leonor and 19 years of research.
But it is an interesting story of what happened to your own family as well, which I guess through this, you've also investigated to some extent.
So when I was a teenager, I was in boarding school in Canada. It was 1992. I was a teenager, and I received a phone call from my mom saying, your oldest brother was kidnapped this morning. Him and I were very close. He was held hostage for 6 months in a tiny room. Then I overheard him with his best friend on the telephone telling him that it was teenagers who held him hostage. It was not until many years into writing this book that I realized I went looking for Leonor because I wanted to understand what my brother may have gone through.
What questions were answered for you in that then, having gone through the process of writing the book and following Leonor's story?
That we're all human and we're all just caught up in circumstances. He was held with them in this tiny room for 6 months, and I believe they became friends in a cohabitation sort of way. And I could see that in Leonor, as a member of the FARC, she partook in gruesome acts as well. But there's also a very human side, a very personal side to Leonor.
And her story has a happy ending. As you say, you followed her story over 19 years. She eventually left the FARC and ended up in a foster home, an NGO where a couple looked after her. And she's gone on to have children and now somewhat settled down. Is that fair to say?
I'm not sure, because there's always the residue of post-traumatic stress disorder. She's also haunted by booze and drug addictions. But she did return home to Mocoa. She rekindled a relationship with her mother. And she does have two little girls. And she's very much aware of what they could fall into if she's not there for them.
That's Paola Delgado Kling, her book, Leonor, The Story of a Lost Child. You're listening to the BBC World Service.